1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're in Lincoln at Lincoln Christian High School. This is the second round of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia, the girls getting set to take on Bishop Newman tonight as we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle and coach into the semifinals of the conference tournament. I know this is always one of your goals is to win the conference tournament.
Oh, definitely. And this is a tough conference, and being in the semifinals is one stepping stone for us. But, you know, we have two more games to go, hopefully, and we just want to take one game at a time and try and reach that goal that we set.
What's it mean to win this conference tournament?
Well, it's such a tough conference top to bottom. Lincoln Lutheran, they were the number six seed, and they were above 500, so that tells you a little bit about how things go. And just top to bottom, I'd compare it with any conference in the state. And so anytime you can win this conference tournament, you've done a good job.
You've only done it one time, so you guys maybe like to take the next step tonight.
We would, and I think that's the four teams that are playing tonight. That's all of our goals, but only one team's going to come out ahead. And so you have to play well no matter who you're playing.
You get the benefit of seeing a team that you've already seen this year. That's Bishop Newman. You beat him earlier this season, way early in the season, 52-27. A rematch game, it's always kind of scary, isn't it?
It is, and that Stonic girl's playing real well for them, and she didn't have the greatest game against us. And so we can't put too much stock into that early game, early score, and because both teams are playing better than they were, both of us were learning about our teams there at the start of the season when we played before. And so it's going to be a completely different game. We have to really bring our energy and our effort tonight.
You come up with a loss to Aquinas Catholic, and you open up this tournament with an 88-32 win over Archbishop Bergen the other night. You girls put it all together.
We did. We shot the ball really well, shot 56%, and just got a few players going that was in a little bit of a slump. And so anytime you put up 88 points and set a couple of school records doing so, you feel good about your team coming out of it.
Five players scored double figures on Tuesday night, led by Lexi Schmidt, 16 points, and then Caitlin Ernst in double figures again with 15. She has really come on since the Christmas break.
Wow, she's come on all year. She's played well for us all year. She has her moments where she maybe struggles a little bit, but that's probably due to the defense. And so Lexi and Caitlin do a real good job inside for us, and we really need that tonight when we face Bishop Newman.
Is that the best game of the season for you?
Oh, offensively, I think it was, but defensively, maybe you could say so, but we don't want to put, we don't want to put too much stock into that just because we did a good job there. We got to keep looking forward and keep improving.
It's been your defense. It's really propelled this team, averaging only 38 points giving up on the season. I think you forced 41 turnovers in the ball game the other night.
Yeah, our defense is pretty good, and when we get up and get into people's faces, it bothers their offensive flow, and so that's something we want to do the rest of the year. We just want to get up and pressure people into doing things that they're not accustomed to doing, and when we get stops on the defensive end, we can get out and run, and we're always a good team at doing that.
Is the defense something that's going to carry you for the rest of the season? How far the defense will take you?
Well, I think so, and I think that's what we've really tried to hang our hat on all year, is that our defense can be consistent and it's going to be really tough and be good. And so that's one thing we want to try to do each night. You're going to have lapses here and there, and you're going to face teams who are really good offensively that just have better offense than your defense. And so it's not something that you just rely on totally, but we want to bring it each night.
All right, Bishop Newman here tonight to take on St. Cecilia. We'll come back and talk about the Cavaliers as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with St. Cecilia girls basketball coach John Kyle as Hawkettes in Lincoln here tonight. That's the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Bishop Newman coming in ranked number 9 in the Lincoln Journal Star this week. They're 11-5 in the season. Like you said, you faced this team earlier this year, and really they're led by Alyssa Stonick inside, a 6'1" senior, and she scored only 9 points against you the first time, but she's a load.
Yes, she is. And she, the other night she had 32 points in their game, and so she can really do the job inside. And it's going to be a case where we want to really limit her touches around the basket, force her to maybe step out a step further than she used to and not have so many touches where she can score. But, you know, you're not necessarily going to stop her. You just want to try to limit what she can do.
We've got another girl that scored 24 against Boys Town the other night, the Yarger girl, 5'8" junior. So she's more than just a one-person team here.
Oh, it definitely is. And, you know, they were a great team last year, and these girls practiced against a lot of those seniors last year who have left and gone on. But it's just a case where I think if we come out and have a lot of energy and we do the things that we can do, it's going to be a good outcome for us.
Talked about some of the things they will do. What will we see out of this ball club?
Well, they like to run their flex offense, of course, and they're very good at doing it. Defensively, they usually play man or 1-3-1, and so we're ready for both of those. And just going to go out there and just try to play hard and make plays.
It's always nice to have a familiar team in the semifinals, huh?
Very familiar. We've saw them 3 times last year, and this is our 2nd time this year. So, you know, we could maybe see them 1 more time if they get down to the state tournament, but that's a long way down the road. But we're very familiar with each other.
Let's talk about some of the keys in the ball game tonight for you guys.
Well, I think, you know, of course, one of the keys is second shots. That's always a key that coaches talk about, and turnovers, too. You know, we want to try to force a lot of turnovers and not have very many ourselves, but sometimes that's easier said than done. And then, you know, Stonick's going to be a key player for them. If we do a good job on her, you know, she may not get a lot of points, but somebody else may step up. And so we want to just try to be sound on both ends of the floor.
We play man against her tonight, or we try some zone or what?
Well, maybe mix it up a little bit of both and just see what's working for us and what they do to attack things. And so we try to make adjustments on the fly, and I think both teams are probably pretty well into their season as far as knowing what they want to do, and it's just a matter of going out there and executing it.
Okay, good.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
I'm Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Bishop Newman tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to Lincoln Christian High School here tonight. We got the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament for the girls here tonight as 4th-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on the 9th-ranked Cavaliers out of Bishop Newman. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight here from Lincoln. Hastings St. Cecilia opening up the tournament the other night with a convincing 88-32 win over Archbishop Bergen in the ballgame played back at the Chapman Gymnasium. St. Cecilia setting a school record for points in the ball game. Also shot for over 50% from the field and setting another school record. St. Cecilia had 5 players in double figures in that ball game, led by Lexi Schmidt with 16 points. Caitlin Earn scored 15 points in the ball game as St. Cecilia knocked off Archbishop Bergen in the opener 88-32. Bishop Newman has played 2 games so far here in the Centennial Conference tournament. They opened up the attorney on Monday with an 80-31 win over Boys Town, and then went into double overtime on Tuesday and knocked off Concordia by the score of 74-58. We talked about it during the pregame show. St. Cecilia has got a load to stop inside for Bishop Newman. That is Alyssa Stonick. She is a 6'1" senior. She's been around the past couple of years. Has really caused St. Cecilia some problems. Hawkins did a good job for her in the opener here this year, as she was held to just 9 points in the ball game. But Stonick has scored 47 points so far in the 2 games here in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. as she faces Hastings St. Cecilia for the second time here this season. Again, these two teams got together earlier this year. In fact, the opening weekend, that was back on December 4th, and St. Cecilia was able to beat Bishop Newman by the score of 52-47. Bishop Newman has lost this year to St. Cecilia. They've also lost to Aquinas 50-44. They've also suffered a loss to Wahoo 60-44. And they've lost to Bennington 37-33. And they've lost to Concordia 46-39. But they got revenge on Concordia the other night as they face St. Cecilia here in the semifinals of this Centennial Conference tournament. The winner will move on to play in the championship ball game against Aquinas Catholic. Aquinas has just beaten Grand Island Central Catholic in the other semifinal ball game here in Lincoln by the score of 42-35. So Aquinas will play the winner of this ball game at 4:15 for the championship on Saturday afternoon. St. Cecilia will go with Abby Jackson tonight, 5'4" and senior. Jackson averaging 5.5 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Cherise Farmer, a 5'4" and senior. Farmer averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds per game. Lexi Schmidt, 5'7" and senior, averaging 14 points and 6 rebounds per game. Caitlin Ernst, a 6-foot junior. Ernst is averaging right now 8 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. I think the other starter out there for St. Cecilia is going to be Libby Kissinger. Is going to get a start, a 5'5" junior. Kissinger is averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per ballgame. For Bishop Newman, Tara Treaty is a 5'8" junior. Sophia Yarger is a 5'8" junior. The other starters will be Alyssa Stonick, a 6'1" senior. Also getting a start will be Grace Waddle, a 5'7" junior, and also Megan Carnahan, a 5'6" senior, in the basketball game here tonight. St. Cecilia 12-2 on the season. They're going to be dressed in their road blue uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Bishop Newman, the Cavaliers, come in 11-5 on the season. They'll be in their white uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red. Bishop Newman is averaging 50 points per ball game in offense, 50.6 to be exact. They give up 41.8 points per ball game on defense. Hastings St. Cecilia is averaging 60.3 points per ball game on offense. They give up only 38 points on defense. They forced 41 turnovers the other night in the ball game against Archbishop Bergen. Ball is in the air, and the Cavaliers control the opening tip. Newman will shoot to our basket to our right as we view it here from the side court at Lincoln Christian High School. It'll be St. Cecilia starting off in a man-to-man defense. They lob the ball inside to Stonick. Her shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought down by St. Cecilia. Abby Jackson with a rebound for St. Cecilia. She comes back the other way. Cavaliers will play an in-your-face man-to-man defense as well. Here's Libby Kissinger on the wing on the left side. Comes out between the rings now to Cherise Farmer. Farmer holding it, lobs it out to Caitlin Ernst. Inside the free throw circle. Tries to hand it away to Cherise Farmer. It's tipped away. Cherise gets it under control. Takes it to the free throw line. Down low to Ernst. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Stonick. And the ball is recovered here by Sophia Yarger for Bishop Newman. She throws it down the near sideline. And out of bounds with the basketball is going to be Waddle. She grabs the ball right there at the mid-court stripe. And now I guess the official call was an over and back violation on Bishop Newman. I don't know how that could occur. They throw the ball down here on the near sideline, and now the head coach for Bishop Newman is already up, and he's going to discuss this with the officials here on the near sideline. Jason Simon's going to talk things over. An over and back violation with the official call here, and it's going to stand as St. Cecilia will play things in. Bishop Newman turns it over. No score just underway. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's a Cherise Farmer, drives it to the elbow, right side of the lane, stops there, comes over to Libby Kissinger. Free throw line extended left side, gets it to Ernst. Out of the free throw line, Jackson grabs the ball, can't put up a shot. Jackson comes out into three-point territory. There's Ernst at the elbow. Ernst goes over here to Lexi Schmidt, takes it into the lane. Schmidt comes over here on the left side to Farmer. Her shot from 17 is no good. Rebound Lexi Schmidt. Back out here to Cherise Farmer, takes the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there right-handed, no good. Rebound Stonick. Alyssa Stonick with a rebound down the near sideline now to Waddle. Waddle stops out here in three-point territory, picked up by Schmidt of St. Cecilia. Here's a Carnahan with the ball. Now left side to Stonick. Stonick's up and in. Alyssa Stonick scores there for Bishop Newman. She had 32 points the other night against Concordia Omaha. Scored only 9 the first time these two teams played. Bishop Newman out on top, 2-0. Here's a long-range jumper from the corner. No good by Kissinger. Ball rebounded inside by Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt gets rid of it. Back out to Kissinger. Drives the ball down the lane. To the hole she goes. Her shot no good. Rebound Ernst. Her shot's going to be blocked down. And the ball is recovered here by Stonick. Stonick gets into the hands now of Carnahan. Carnahan down to the near sideline to Waddle. And now the Bishop Newman Cavaliers will set up in their offensive zone. Here's a Waddle with the ball. Back outside now to Megan Carnahan. Down in the corner to a Waddle. Back out to Carnahan. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Down in the corner to Waddle. Way back out on top to a Treaty with the ball. Tara Treaty comes on the right side to Stonik. Pulls up inside a 10-footer. Is put up there no good. Rebound brought down by Sharice Farmer of St. Cecilia. 2-0 is the score. Hawkins trailing in the ball game, and now Farmer loses the ball out of bounds. Sharice Farmer trying to dribble too fast there down the far sideline. Lost control of it. It goes out of bounds, and that's the first turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. 2-0 to score. Bishop Newman has got the lead over St. Cecilia in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Yarger has got the ball, moves it down to the baseline. To Carnahan, lobs it inside to Stonik. Her shot is up and in. Alyssa Stonik now with 4 points in the basketball game and a couple of field goals. And the Bishop Newman Cavaliers are out on top to a 4-0 advantage here over Hastings St. Cecilia. Ernst goes over to a Sharice Farmer. Inside the free throw circle, backs it on out. Farmer takes it to the right side. Now to a Lexi Schmidt right at the elbow. Lexi pounds it inside to Abby Jackson. Down on the baseline with the basketball. There is Libby Kissinger out to Abby Jackson. Abby dribbles with the ball, goes over on the wing on the right side to Lexi Schmidt. Dribbles once, comes to Ernst at the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to a Yarger for Bishop Newman. Yarger runs her back the other way. Bounce pass on the near sideline to Waddle. Down to Stonik. Deep in the corner of the right side. Picked up by Ernst. Back out top. This is Carnahan with the ball. Carnahan holds it. Now left side to Treaty. Treaty free throw line extended. Left side. Comes over here on the right side of the lane. Now to Alyssa Stonik. Back across the free throw line to the left side to Waddle. Now back to the right side. Here's Yarger. Takes the ball down to the baseline. First shot no good. The ball loose in the lane and a foul is going to be called. Bishop Newman getting some good looks at the basket here in the first quarter. Now a personal foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. It goes on Jackson. That's going to be your first. Here comes Tessa Kalupin in the ball game. Here comes Morgan Nicklin into the contest. And Chanel Farmer checks in now for head coach John Kyle. Hawkins is still scoreless. 3.5 minutes into the ball game. It is 4-0. Here's Stonik off of the inbound. Her shot's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Tessa Kalupa of St. Cecilia. That is Chanel Farmer down the near sideline. Farmer brings it back to the center of the floor. Sets up against the man-to-man. Right side, here's Morgan Nicola. Wide open. Won't take the shot. Comes out to Abby Jackson. Jackson down to Schmidt on the wing on the right side. Dribbles to the elbow. Comes across the free throw line down to Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa, entry pass to get it to Farmer. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. Ball is brought out of there by Bishop Newman. St. Cecilia is still scoreless in the ball game. Halfway through this first quarter, it's 4-0. Bishop Newman has got the lead. Here's a Waddle with the ball. Waddle comes out to Carnahan. Carnahan left side down to Treaty. Entry pass. The ball is deflected away from Waddle. It is loose, and the lane is picked up here by Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt runs her back the other way. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's off the left side. No good. St. Cecilia cannot buy a basket here in the first quarter. And now we've got a timeout here from Bishop Newman as the Treaty grabs the rebound there for the Cavaliers. 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the first quarter. The score is Bishop Newman 4, Hastings St. Cecilia nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings. And now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
1230 KHAS.
Right, Bishop Newman inbounding the ball here in backcourt. St. Cecilia will attack. The Hawkins are trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-0. Midway through this first quarter. There's the pass on the near sideline. It's going to be deflected into the backcourt, but picked up here. And now a 10-second violation. The ball was tipped by St. Cecilia. It was tipped back into the backcourt, and they call a 10-second violation on Bishop Newman. Melanie Bloom came down with it there for Bishop Newman, but they call a 10-second violation, so a turnover on the Cavaliers. That's her second of the ball game. Abby Jackson with the ball now. Abby comes over here for St. Cecilia to Tessa Kalupa. Down on the baseline, Chanel Farmer puts it up there. She drives that baseline, and it is no good as she goes up with a shot. Ball is rebounded here by Bishop Newman, but it's stolen backcourt by Chanel Farmer. Down on the right side to Morgan Nicholas. They get the ball inside, and the shot is up and in. Abby Jackson gets the first field goal here for St. Cecilia, but it occurs with 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. 4-2 is the score, so St. Cecilia goes 5 minutes without scoring to start the ball game, and now Bishop Newman is called for the traveling violation. Hawkins were attacking right across the midcourt stripe there. Yarger is called for the the extra steps. That's four turnovers now on Bishop Newman here in this first quarter. And now St. Cecilia can pull ahead with a three-point field goal. So as poorly as St. Cecilia played in the first 5 minutes, Bishop Newman was able to put 4 points on the scoreboard against that St. Cecilia defense. Now the Hawkins have the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Chanel Farmer, comes across the free throw line to Cherise Farmer. Back outside, dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger has the ball poked away, and a foul is going to be called. Sophia Yarger picks up the personal foul for Bishop Newman. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Cavaliers. Non-shooting situation. Here comes Ernst back into the ball game. Nicola will come to the bench. Melanie Bloom also checking in for Bishop Newman. 2.5 to play here in the first quarter, 4-2. Bishop Newman with a lead. Here's a Chanel Farmer for three. Her shot is up there and in. Chanel Farmer hits the threes ball from the right side of the lane. And St. Cecilia is out on top by a score of 5-4. Pressure here in backcourt. The ball is tipped away. It's picked up by Cherise Farmer. Drives, shoots, and scores. St. Cecilia with another turnover back here. And Cherise Farmer scores. That's five turnovers now on Bishop Newman. The Hawkins forced 41 turnovers the other night. And now here's a foul in backcourt. It's going to go on Farmer. Cherise Farmer picks up the personal foul. Again, St. Cecilia forced 41 turnovers in their ball game on a Tuesday night in the opening round of this tournament as they picked up a win over Archbishop Bergen, 88-32. St. Cecilia now out on top, 7-4. The Hawkins have scored the last 7 points here in the ball game. Stonick has got the ball down the near sideline to Bloom. Right at the top of the three-point circle, Bloom dribbling with the ball. Comes out now to Carnahan. Carnahan has it tipped away, and Chanel Farmer grabs the ball. Another turnover on the Cavaliers. Here's a Farmer driving the other way. Her shot good, and she's fouled. Chanel Farmer gets the steal and the field goal. The basket counts, and she's fouled in a play here by Megan Carnahan of Bishop Newman. That's Carnahan's first to second team foul in the Cavaliers. St. Cecilia on a 9-0 run here over Bishop Newman. And now Farmer goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Chanel Farmer is 62% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's good. A three-point play. And a big one there for Chanel Farmer. St. Cecilia is now out on top by a score of 10-4 here in the ball game. 1:47 to play in the first quarter. So the Cavaliers hit the first 4 points in the contest. And then St. Cecilia, the alarm clock went off. And the Hawkins now have a 10-4 advantage. Here's Stonick driving for the hole. Her shot is up and in. Alyssa Stonick has 6 points. All 6 points for the Cavaliers. 10-6 is the score. Here's Schmidt from just inside the ring. Down in the corner, shot is up and in. Lexi Schmidt left wide open down here on the baseline. Cans a little 15-footer. And it's now a 12-6 ball game. St. Cecilia has doubled the score here on the Cavaliers. Here's Alyssa Stonick in the backcourt. Gets it out of Bloom. Dribbles down the lane. Bounce pass left side to Carnahan. Goes for the hole. Shot is up there. Right-handed. No good. Rebound ripped out of there by Lexi Schmidt. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. There's Abby Jackson with the ball down on the baseline. Farmer drives, puts it up there. The shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound Schmidt. Follow shot good. Lexi Schmidt scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 14-6. There's a whistle in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called on the Hawkettes. A foul is going to be called on the... No, it's going to go on the Cavaliers. It's going to go on Bloom. That's going to be your first. Team foul number three on Bishop Newman. And now St. Cecilia will play things in underneath their own basket. So a foul there on the Cavaliers. It'll go on Melanie Bloom. Now coming to the ball game for Bishop Newman is going to be Chelsea Savara. She comes into the contest now at the 56-second mark of this first quarter. St. Cecilia plays things in. Jackson's pass is going to be kicked out of bounds by Stonick. So it's 14-6. The winner will get Aquinas Catholic in the championship ball game on Saturday afternoon at 4:15 right back here at Lincoln Christian. Did not start well for the Hawkins, but they've now got a 14-6 lead over Bishop Newman here in the ballgame. And now Bishop Newman has gone to a zone defense. Here's Cherise Farmer, takes it down on the baseline to Nickler. Shot in and out, no good. Rebound Stonick. Alyssa Stonick with a rebound there for Bishop Newman. Dribbles out of the ball, swiped away. It's picked up by Cherise Farmer. Her shot is up and in. Farmer swipes the ball away from Stonick as he tried to dribble it out of there and scores easily. Cherise now with 4 points in the ballgame. Abby Jackson now with a steal. Jackson takes it down on the baseline. Way down in the corner, Cherise Farmer for three. Their shot no good. Rebound, Morgan Nicola. Nicola gets it back out here. The Cherise Farmer down in the left corner. Libby Kissinger for three. Her shot is no good. Rebound, Nicola. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Stonick, and a foul is called. So back-to-back turnovers there on Bishop Newman. St. Cecilia has forced 8 turnovers here in the first quarter. Getting second and third shots of the hole. St. Cecilia has built a 10-point lead now at 16-6. Here's Morgan Nicola to the free throw line. And Nicholas' shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That's her first miss of the season. Morgan now 2 out of 3 on free throws this year, averaging 2 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. St. Cecilia out on top 16-6 here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Next shot is up there is good. St. Cecilia now leading 17-6. You can thank the St. Cecilia defense for this advantage here in this first quarter. Here's Bloom down to Stonick, drives the baseline. Her shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Alyssa Stonick has scored all 8 points here for Bishop Newman in the first quarter, and that is the end of quarter number one. The girls' semifinals here in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. After one, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Bishop Newman. It is St. Cecilia 17, Bishop Newman 8.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High Saints to stay with the lead 17-8, but Bishop Newman gets a turnover here to begin the second quarter as they intercept a pass from Abby Jackson. That's a second turnover on St. Cecilia. There's a Yarger with the ball now for Bishop Newman to the near sideline to Waddle, who's back into the contest, and a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia on Nicola. Morgan Nicola picks up her first. Got a third quarter score from Sutton tonight in girls basketball. The Sutton Phillies out on top of Sandy Creek, 37-35. Sutton ranked number one in Class C2, undefeated on the season. Sandy Creek number one in C1, they're also undefeated. Sutton has got the lead 37-35 after three quarters. There's a shot in the corner by Waddle that's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Hawkins have the ball back to their offensive zone. Tessa Kalupa, 4-3-er shot, no good, but she's fouled. Tessa Kalupa knocked down over there on the wing on the right side. And she'll go to the free throw line to fire up three shots here as Sophia Yarger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 on the Cavaliers. Going to the free throw line, Tessa Kalupa. And her shot is up there. It's good. Kalupa is 71% foul shooter on the season here for St. Cecilia. As a team, the Hawkins hitting 60% of their free throws. Next shot is up there. It's good. Tessa Kalupa. Now with 2 points in the ball game, she'll have one more. St. Cecilia has built an 11-point lead. Here comes the next one. It's up there, in and out, and back in again. So 3 for 3 from the free throw line by Tessa Kalupa, and the Hawks have a 20-8 lead now over Bishop Newman. Lexi Schmidt comes out of the ball game now as Sharice Farmer comes back in there. Hawkins continue to apply the pressure here in backcourt. Bishop Newman on the dribble. Takes it into the forecourt, out of Treaty, down to the baseline, comes back outside to Waddle. Her shot is up there, it's off of the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Caitlin Ernst. Now, outlet pass goes to the right sideline. Abby Jackson down into deep right corner. Tessa Kalupa bombs away for 3, her shot good. From a different area code, Tessa Kalupa throws it down the hole for 3. Back the other way is Elisa Stonick. She scores on a breakaway layup. And now St. Cecilia throws the basketball away, coming back the other direction. So the Hawkins with 3 turnovers in the ball game. Caitlin Ernst fires that one off to the right sideline and right into the nickel seats. So the score is 23-10 after the long 3-pointer by Tessa Kalupa and the driving layup by Stonick. And now Bishop Newman plays it in. Here's a steal again right at the midcourt stripe, and a foul is going to be called. Abby Jackson got the steal for St. Cecilia, then climbing her back with Sophia Yarger again for Bishop Newman. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. Check that. Melanie Bloom is going to pick up the personal foul. It's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 on the Cavaliers. St. Cecilia has got it back in their offensive scoring zone. Abby Jackson out here in 3-point territory. Moves it down into baseline to Nicola. They work the ball around Tessa Kalupa. Down in the corner now to Chanel Farmer. A shot taken up there, no good. And a follow shot is up by Abby Jackson. Nicola took the first one. Abby Jackson connects on the second one as she got the offensive board. St. Cecilia out to a 15-point lead. Hawkettes all over the place defensively. Now a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. So a foul is going to be called here on Charisse Farmer of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. As team foul number 5 in the Hawkettes. Here comes Lexi Schmidt into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Abby Jackson. 25-10. St. Cecilia out on top by 15 points. Early in the ball game, 6:18 to play. The winner gets Aquinas Catholic in the championship on Saturday afternoon right back here in Lincoln. Yarger has got the ball out here, Sophia. And now we got a whistle away from all the action underneath the hole there. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. So holding foul inside is going to go on Lexi Schmidt. First foul on Lexi. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Hawkettes. Bishop Newman will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. As they get it to Stonik out here in the corner, the right side comes out to Waddle in three-point territory. Brings it back to Bloom. Bloom back out to Waddle. Now he's swinging left side, grabbing the ball over there on the wing. It's going to be a treaty. Comes back down to Stonik, drives out down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Nicklin, a traveling violation. A traveling violation is called on Nicholas. That's the fourth turnover on St. Cecilia. Bishop Newman has got 8 turnovers here in the first half. And the Cavaliers will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bloom holds it and goes to the far center. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Yarger out of bounds. Sophia Yarger can't control it over on the far sideline, so Bishop Newman gives her right back to the Hawkettes. Into the ball game again will be Megan Carnahan for Bishop Newman. The Cavaliers are ranked number 9 this week in the Lincoln Journal Star. Hastings St. Cecilia is ranked number 4 in Class C1. Now St. Cecilia turns the ball away as Chanel Farmer throws it over the head of Charisse Farmer over on the far sideline. That is 5 turnovers on St. Cecilia now. The Cavaliers with 9. St. Cecilia's got a 15-point lead. It's 25-10. As the Bishop Newman Cavaliers will play things in off of the far sideline. There's a Megan Carnahan being hacked out here by Chanel Farmer. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to Treaty, having problems with it. Now a traveling violation is called on Tara Treaty. Here comes Abby Jackson back into the ball game. Libby Kissinger checks in as well. St. Cecilia led at the end of the first quarter 17-8. Despite falling behind 4-0 in the ball game, and St. Cecilia didn't score for the first 5 minutes of the first quarter. But they got their offense rolling now. Here's another turnover. St. Cecilia turns it away again. Back the other end is Yarger, and her shot is up and in. So St. Cecilia turns them all over as Abby Jackson's pass is intercepted. Yarger gets the field goal on the other end. It's now 25-12. Hawkins leading by 13. Libby Kissinger with the ball. Libby out here. Lobs it down low. Lexi Schmidt with it. Her shot's up there, partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Treaty. Treaty gets it into the hands now of Carnahan. Down in the corner to Yarger. Back inside. Here's a shot taken. No good by Treaty. The ball tipped out of there and is picked up by Lexi Schmidt of St. Cecilia. 25-12. Hawkins with a 13-point lead. 4:47 to play. Here's Jackson out to Libby Kissinger. Jump pass back out to Abby. Two-headed pass goes down in the corner as you get it to Tessa Kalupa. Back out on the wing now to Libby Kissinger. Here's Morgan Nicola. Nicola trying to penetrate back outside to Jackson. Jackson now to Lexi Schmidt down in the corner. Nicola back out to Abby. Double team. Entry pass. Libby Kissinger down in the corner to Tessa for 3. Shot up there. No good. Rebound Abby down on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Bishop Newman basketball. So St. Cecilia getting 2 and 3 shots of the hole there, and they cannot finish. The Hawkettes still with a 13-point lead, and now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first half. The score, St. Cecilia 25, Bishop Newman 12.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 25-12 is the score here at Lincoln Christian High School. The girls' semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament tonight on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia with the lead. Cavaliers have the ball back in their offensive zone. Tree pulls up, shoots a 10-footer. That one won't go. Too strong, and the rebound comes down to Ernst. Outlet pass goes to the right sideline to Jackson. Abby Jackson now with the ball for St. Cecilia. Open for 3, takes it, and misses. Rebound comes down to Carnahan for Bishop Newman. Carnahan dribbles out of there, comes to the near sideline, now to Waddle. She's picked up by Abby Jackson. Now to Carnahan again. Gets away. Dumps it down low. There's a shot up and in. Jossie Tom Haves scoring there. She just checked into the ball game for Bishop Newman. It's now an 11-point advantage for St. Cecilia, 25-14. Jackson moves it down in the corner to Farmer. Back out on top now to Libby Kissinger. Down in the right corner. Shot by Lexi Schmidt. No good. Rebounded on the weak side by Tessa Kalupa. Ball tipped away. It goes out of bounds. Waddle getting her hands in there and tipping the ball away from Kalupa. Jackson is going to check out. Here comes Kalupa back out of the ball game. Chanel Farmer is going to come back in. And also Libby Kissinger checking in. 25-14, St. Cecilia with an 11-point lead. Hawkins will inbound the ball. They come out here to Libby Kissinger. Back out here in the three-point territory. Works it to the right side. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Cherise Farmer circles around. Bounce pass down low. Caitlin Ernst grabs it, shoots and scores, and she's fouled. Nice pass. Caitlin Ernst gets the field goal for St. Cecilia. That's the first goal of the ball game for Ernst. The foul is going to be called here on Bishop Newman. It's going to be on Savara. She picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. And now Ernst to the free throw line, a 55% foul shooter for St. Cecilia. Caitlin scored 15 points in the ball game the other night against Archbishop Bergen. That shot for the free throw line is up and in. St. Cecilia has doubled the score again on Bishop Newman. It's 28-14. And here's another traveling violation in backcourt. This one goes on Waddle. So St. Cecilia continues to apply the pressure back here, and Bishop Newman having all kinds of problems with the St. Cecilia backcourt pressure here tonight. Libby Kissinger with the ball. Jump pass comes out on top to Chanel Farmer. Dribbles once, brings it back to Libby, just to the left of the lane. Dumps it off inside to Ernst. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Stonick now for Bishop Newman. She dribbles out of there. Gets the ball now into the hands of Carnahan. Into the forecourt to a Waddle. Free throw line extended right side. Waddle takes it into the lane. To Stonick now at the elbow. Down on the baseline to Savara. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lexi Schmidt for St. Cecilia. The Cherise Farmer inside down to Ernst. She puts it up there. The shot is going to be no good. Ball brought down by Schmidt. She goes back. Her shot's going to be deflected by Stonick. It's rebounded here by Chanel Farmer. Sends it back inside to Schmidt, and the foul is called. So, again, St. Cecilia with three shots to the hole there, and a personal foul finally whistled on Megan Carnahan. That's going to be her second. End of the ball game now for Bishop Newman. There's going to be Tara Treaty as she comes back into the ball game. Morgan Nicola comes in for St. Cecilia as well, as Abby Jackson is going to check in there. 2:36 to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia by 14. Make it 15 as Lexi Schmidt gets the free throw to go down. Lexi now with 5 points in the ball game. He scored 16 the other night in the win over Archbishop Bergen. Next shot is up there. Rattles out. No good. Rebound comes down to Treaty for Bishop Newman. Gets it away down to a Carnahan down the right sideline, and she's going to throw it too far out of bounds. That is turnover number 12 on Bishop Newman. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Jamie Williams. So Williams will check in for Tessa Kalupa. 29-14, St. Cecilia has got a 15-point lead here in the first half with 2:20 to play. Jackson with the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. Goes over to Cherise Farmer, back to Jackson. Jackson looking, penetrates to the free throw line. Stops, bounce pass to Chanel Farmer. Now down low, they get it to Jamie Williams. Back down in the corner to Farmer. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Stonick. Stonick flips the ball away now to Carnahan. Picked up by Nicola back there. To the far sideline now to Stonick, and she throws the ball away. Trying to come back to the near sideline. It's the 13th turnover now on Bishop Newman. So 14 points and 13 rebounds, or 14 points and 13 turnovers on Bishop Newman so far here in this first half. We're down to 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Bounce pass goes inside to Jamie Williams. She forces up a shot, no good. Stonick with a rebound out of Carnahan. Megan Carnahan down the left sideline, brings it into the offensive zone, moves it down in the corner to Savara, back inside, a shot up there, no good, foul shot is up and in. That's Treaty, Tara Treaty getting the field goal for Bishop Newman. 29-16, St. Cecilia by 13. Here's Chanel Farmer for three, shot good again. Chanel Farmer's second three-pointer in the ballgame. She's got 9 points and is now 32-16. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for St. Cecilia. There's a traveling violation back the other way. Treaty was wide open as she broke the St. Cecilia pressure. And in the spur of the moment, she's whistled for the traveling violation as she was wide open going for the layup there. So a turnover on Bishop Newman. That wipes a couple of points off of the board. St. Cecilia has doubled the score on Newman. It's now a 32-16 ball game. St. Cecilia with it. Abby Jackson into the forecourt, down the right sideline. Bounce pass was kicked out of bounds there by Stonick. St. Cecilia led 17-8 after the first quarter. It's now 32-16. Hawkins coming off of a school record 88 points in their last ball game. There's a pass that's going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Nikola. Then back inside, a shot is up and in by Lexi Schmidt. St. Cecilia getting all the loose balls here. And it's now 34-16. St. Cecilia leading by 18 points here in the first half. There's Yager with the ball down in the corner to Treaty. Brings it back out to Yager out here in three-point territory. Down to Stonick from the elbow. Shot is up there. It's good. Alyssa Stonick has now got 12 points, 12 out of the 18 for Bishop Newman here in this ballgame. Has had no other help. Here's Morgan Nikola, dribbles into the lane and throws the basketball away. That's seven turnovers now in St. Cecilia. Hawkettes average 18 turnovers per ballgame, but they forced 29 in the opposite end. And they're getting the job done tonight as Bishop Newman has turned the ball over 14 times here in the first half. 34-18 is the score. Sophia Yager with the ball here in back quarter. She works against Jackson on the dribble. Brings it to the 10-second line. Down to Waddle. She brings it into the offensive zone. The ball tipped away. It's loose again, and it's picked up by Schmidt. Lexi Schmidt dribbles back the other way for St. Cecilia. Stops and pops. Shot up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Yager. It's going to be taken away by Schmidt. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouled in the play. So Lexi Schmidt gets the steal back here. She gets the field goal, and she is fouled on the play. Lexi now at 9 points in the basketball game. The foul goes on Yager. That's going to be her third. St. Cecilia has doubled the score again, and Bishop Newman is 36-18. And a shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good by Schmidt. Rebound comes down to Stonick with 15 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia has put up 36 points on the board here in this first half. Here's a Yager with it now. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Trini. Top of the key. Lobs it down low. Stonick grabs it, and a foul is going to be called. Stonick had it right underneath the hole there. The personal foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia. It goes on Lexi Schmidt. That's going to be her second. The winner gets Aquinas Catholic in the championship ball game on Saturday afternoon here in Lincoln. Aquinas took care of Grand Island Central Catholic in the first game tonight, 42-35. The boys' semifinals will be played tomorrow night here in Lincoln. One of those games will pit Hastings St. Cecilia up against Grand Island Central Catholic at 7:45 tomorrow night. We'll have the game for you again here on 1230 KHAS, beginning at 7:30. Here's Stonick with the ball. Goes up. Her shot is up and in. Alyssa Stonick scores, and that's the end of the first half here in Lincoln. A good first half after St. Cecilia went scoreless for the first 5 minutes of the ball game, but St. Cecilia has come back with 36 points here in the first half. They've got a 16-point lead over Bishop Newman at halftime in girls' high school basketball. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 36, Bishop Newman 20. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with high school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're in Lincoln at Lincoln Christian. The semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Bishop Newman. The score is 36-20. St. Cecilia went 5 minutes without scoring in the first quarter, but only fell behind 4-0. And once the Hawkettes got started, they got on a roll. as the St. Cecilia then scored 10 straight points to go out on top 10-4 with about a minute and 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hawkins led 17-8 after the first quarter, and their defense really forced several turnovers there in the second quarter to open this baby up. And the Hawkins have a 16-point advantage here at halftime. St. Cecilia 36 and Bishop Newman 20. Got a score back in Sutton in that girls' basketball game with a couple of big-time basketball teams, a couple of rivals getting together tonight in Clay County. Sandy Creek came back to beat Sutton tonight in girls' high school basketball 50-47. So that's the first loss of the season for the Sutton Phillies. They are ranked number one in Class C2. Sandy Creek remains undefeated. They are ranked number one in Class C1. Of course, the Cougars with 9 state championships, and they have a very, very good basketball team again here for 2010-2011. The Cougars pass a big test tonight as they knock off the Sutton Phillies in girls' high school basketball by the score of 50-47. It is 36-20 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Bishop Newman. Again, earlier tonight it was Aquinas Catholic knocking off Grand Island Central Catholic by the score of 42-35. So Aquinas Catholic is now into the championship ball game. The Centennial Conference basketball team, Aquinas is the number one overall seed. St. Cecilia is the number two seed, so they could meet tomorrow at 4:15. Aquinas Catholic knocking off Grand Island Central Catholic tonight in the first ball game by the score of 42-35. The boys' semifinal is going to be played tomorrow night here at Lincoln Christian. The first ball game will have Archbishop Bergen up against Council Bluffs St. Albert. That will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And then the second ball game at 7:45 will pit Hastings St. Cecilia up against Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders are undefeated on the season, so Billy Gavers and the bunch will be here tomorrow to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. It should be a great ball game. 7:45 for the tip-off here in Lincoln. And we'll be on the air with a pregame show tomorrow night with a coach at 7:30. We're at halftime here. The girls' semifinal matchup between St. Cecilia and Bishop Newman. All Hawkettes so far. St. Cecilia with a lead by 16. St. Cecilia 36. Bishop Newman 20. Back with more after this.
Clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Lincoln, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here over Bishop Newman. The score is 36-20. Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island, is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet Cadillac GMC, reminds us that blue is coming up on April 9th. Bishop Newman so far has not been to the free throw line here in the first 16 minutes. Lisa Stonick is leading the way. She's got 7 field goals and 14 points in the ballgame. Other than that, not a whole lot going on here for the Cavaliers. Tara Treaty has got a field goal and 2 points. Sophia Yarger has got a field goal and 2 points. And Jossie Tomhave came into the ballgame, hit a field goal and 2 points. That is it for Newman. They've got 20 points on the board here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia, 7 out of 10 from the stripe in the first half of play. They're being led by Lexi Schmidt and Chanel Farmer. Lexi Schmidt has got 4 field goals, and she is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has got 9 points. Chanel Farmer has knocked down a couple of 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, so Chanel has got 9 points. Also scoring in the first half, Tessa Kalupa, she has got a 3-point field goal, and she is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has got 6. Cherise Farmer has knocked down 2 field goals. She's got 4 points here in the ball game. Abby Jackson has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Caitlin Ernst has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. She has got 3. And Morgan Nicola is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 1 point. The big story in the ball game, turnovers. The St. Cecilia defense has already forced 16 turnovers in the ball game here. In this first half, St. Cecilia has got only 7. And the Hawkettes leading at the end of the first quarter, 17-8. And they crank her up here in quarter number 2. They've got a lead now at halftime by a score of 36-20. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Bishop Newman here at halftime. The score is 36-20. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings. At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keto at Rivals Bar and Grill.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Sophia Yarger hits a 3-pointer to begin the third quarter of play. So the score is 36-23. St. Cecilia now out in time by 13 points. Hawkins have the ball. They'll shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. So Yarger gets things started with a 3-pointer from deep in the right corner here for Bishop Newman. And now the Cavaliers will start off this second half with a man-to-man defense. Lexi Schmidt, bounce pass to the right side. Cherise Farmer holds it high above her head. There's a two-handed pass to the far side. It's over the head of Abby Jackson out of bounds. So St. Cecilia turns it over on their opening possession here in the second half. They now have 8 turnovers, and Bishop Newman will play things in off of the far sideline. Hastings attacking back here. Megan Carnahan has got the ball. She'll work against Abby Jackson. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Left-handed dribble. Drives it down the left side of the lane. The ball poked away. Picked up by Stonick. Her side for the baseline is no good. Down for the rebound. Stonick has got it again. She's tied up on the play. Lexi Schmidt getting in there to tie her up. And the arrow pointing in favor of the Hawkettes. So St. Cecilia will have the ball here. Just underway here in the second half. It's 36-23. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 13-point lead. Cherise Farmer has got the ball. Races it into the offensive zone. Farmer comes out to Lexi Schmidt, holds it. Now to Ernst at the top of the key. Right side, Farmer has got it down the wing. Farmer puts it on the floor, dribbles inside, goes to Lexi Schmidt, nearly travels with the ball. Gets it to Caitlin Ernst. Across the top to Abby Jackson, down in the corner, Libby Kissinger. Kissinger out of top to Cherise Farmer, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Farmer dribbles behind her back, takes it to the free throw line, dumps it down low to Schmidt. Her pass deflected, picked up by Schmidt again. Her shot on the baseline is good. Lexi trying to get it to Caitlin Ernst. It was deflected, and Lexi just picks it back up off of the baseline and scores. The Hawkettes now back out to a 15-point lead. 38-23, driving down the lane. There's a pass down on the baseline. His son is up and in. Treaty scores off of the short right baseline as the Carnahan took it down the lane. Treaty gets the field goal. 38-25, again a 13-point lead. Bounce pass. Abby Jackson surrounded. Goes back inside. Here's a shot taken by Cherise Farmer, and she's fouling the play. Farmer right in front of the basket is fouling the play there by Treaty. Bishop Newman, that's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line will be Cherise Farmer for Hastings St. Cecilia. She's got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ballgame thus far. 45% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It is good. Farmer is now 11 out of 23 on free throws this year. She had 13 points in the ballgame the other night in their 88-32 win over Archbishop Bergen. As St. Cecilia put five players in double figures, and Farmer was one of them. The second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And somebody was in the lane too soon anyway for St. Cecilia. So the free throw, even if it would have went down, it wouldn't have counted. And Bishop Newman will play it in. 39-25 is the score now. The Hawkins with a 14-point lead. We're in the third quarter. Bishop Newman breaks the pressure. That's Estonic with the ball. She's going to hold up now. Out between the rings. Two-handed pass comes to the near sideline to Yarger. Picked up there by Cherise Farmer of St. Cecilia. Yarger dribbling with the ball out here. Now takes off. Dribbles into the lane. Here's a pass deflected by Jackson. Picked up over here by Carnahan. Down in the corner now. They get it to Treaty. Tara Treaty dribbling with the ball. Trying to take it inside and can't do it. Comes out to a Waddle at the top of the key. Swings it right side down to Stonick. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt with the rebound. Now to Abby Jackson down the right sideline. Abby Jackson moves it to the free throw line. Now to Ernst, right side of the lane. Short 10-footer up there, no good. Rebound to Treaty for Bishop Newman. Treaty's pass deflected, but it's picked up here by Carnahan. Carnahan gets to the midcourt stripe. Now to Waddle into the offensive scoring zone. St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead. Hawkins in the man-to-man defense. Dribbling with the ball as Carnahan moves it left side of the lane. Dumps it inside now. There's a shot taken by Stonick. That's going to be no good. Rebound Caitlin Ernst to St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Cherise Farmer. Farmer dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it over to Abby Jackson on the wing. Lobs it inside the Farmer. Back to Caitlin Ernst. Now to Tessa Kalupa. Back inside to Jackson. Bounce pass to the free throw line. They get it to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt down to Ernst. There's a bounce pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Carnahan. Feeds into the lane. Yarger grabs it. Goes up for the shot over Ernst. That's good. Sophia Yarger scores. She's now got 7 points in the ballgame. It's now a 39-27 ballgame. St. Cecilia by 12. And now here's the ball knocked out of the hands of Abby Jackson, and she was driving the ball to the hole. Morgan Nicola, Libby Kissinger, and Chanel Farmer coming to the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. And now Bishop Newman wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. They're in the third quarter from Lincoln tonight. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 39, Bishop Newman 27.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia plays it in. Abby Jackson throws it right into the hands of Stonick. Long pass down to Ford to Treaty, and she's fouled in the play. So St. Cecilia turns it over off of the inbounds play from underneath their own basket. And now the Hawkins committing a personal foul on the other end of the floor. It's going to go on Tessa Kalupa. That's going to be her first team foul on the Hawkins. Going to the free throw line, Tara Treaty for Bishop Newman. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. Make it five as that one goes down through the hole. That is the first free throw of the night for Bishop Newman. They did not get to the free throw line in the first half. Tara Treaty's next shot is up there. That's going to be short. In fact, it goes underneath the rim and out of bounds. So St. Cecilia will play things in 39-28. The Hawkins now with an 11-point advantage. St. Cecilia with the ball as they get it into the offensive zone as they work against the Bishop Newman pressure. Here's Chanel Farmer off to Libby Kissinger. Brings it back to Chanel here right side of the lane, the deep wing. Cross-court pass goes to Tessa Kalupa, brings it back to Farmer. Her pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. 3:55 to play in the third quarter. The winner gets Aquinas Catholic on Saturday for the Centennial Conference Championship. Aquinas knocking off Grand Island Central Catholic in the first game tonight, 42-35. Here's Cherise Farmer, double team, comes out to Chanel Farmer, down in the corner to Libby Kissinger. A pass back to the right side to Chanel Farmer, or rather to a Cherise Farmer. Now there's Chanel across the top, down on the baseline. Libby Kissinger. Lobs it back here to Cerise Farmer. Dribble penetration. Bounce pass goes into the lane. Lexi Schmidt, St. Cecilia continues to work the ball here against their zone defense now for Bishop Newman. There's Chanel Farmer from the deep left corner. The shot no good. Ball tapped out. It's going to be picked up here by Tessa Kalupa. Now to Cerise Farmer. Gets around a couple of defenders. Bounce pass inside to Libby Kissinger. Down low to Lexi Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. Schmidt now with 13 points in the ball game. And it's now a 41-28 ball game. 41-28. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 13-point lead. Here's a steal now. A steal by Libby Kissinger. Feeds Chanel Farmer. Shot is up and in. Chanel Farmer now with 11 points in the basketball game. It's 43-28. St. Cecilia again with an interception right at the 10-second line. They get it down in the corner. Here's Cerise Farmer. Bombs away for three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Stonic. So the Bishop Newman continues to have problems on the with their turnovers. They have the ball knocked loose again on the far sideline, and now we got a timeout called on the bench here by their head coach. As Lang and Plata, their back was Waddle with the ball, but they saved the possession here by calling the timeout. That's 18 turnovers on Bishop Newman here in the basketball game. We will take a break, 2 minutes and 31 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, it's Hastings St. Cecilia 43, Bishop Newman 28.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, I'm Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball coming up for you tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. The Hawks playing in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. They have got second-ranked and undefeated Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow night. 7:45 for the pregame show. Actually, 7:45 for the tip-off. 7:30 for the pregame here on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia girls out on top by 15 points. Here's Yarger with the ball, double-teamed to the far sideline. She's knocked down, and a foul is going to be called. Cerise Farmer going to be guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be number three on her. That's going to be team foul number two on St. Cecilia here in the second half. Non-shooting situation, so Bishop Newman will play things in off of the far sideline. Abby Jackson's going to come back into the ball game, and Cerise Farmer will check out. So Bishop Newman will play things in. They get it to Megan Carnahan. Carnahan works against Chanel Farmer. Brings it back to the offensive zone, and now comes over here on the left side to Trini. Back inside to Carnahan. Her shot's no good, but she's fouled on the play. Carnahan will go to the free throw line as she was hacked in the act here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Kissinger. Libby Kissinger for Hastings. That's going to be number one on her, the third team foul on the Hawkeyes. So Megan Carnahan to the free throw line has not scored so far tonight, and she still has not scored as she clanks her first free throw off of the back iron. No good. Carnahan scored 3 points the last time these two teams played in the second ball game of the season. Second one is up there. It is good. It is now 43-29. Hastings St. Cecilia continues to lead with 2:12 remaining here in the third quarter. Abby Jackson with the ball now for the Hawkettes. Jackson holds it, goes to Lexi Schmidt. Free throw line extended left side out to Libby Kissinger. Still a man-to-man defense here for Bishop Newman. The St. Cecilia works with it here in their offensive end. Lexi Schmidt comes out on top to Tessa Kalupa, out of Abby Jackson. Jackson sends it back to the left side to Chanel Farmer on the wing. Comes back to the right side. Libby Kissinger down to the baseline to Schmidt. Back out to Libby. Takes it to the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. Nice pass down low to Chanel Farmer. Shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to Yarger. Yarger gets the board. Outlet pass goes to Carnahan. Now to Sophia Yarger back into the offensive zone here for Bishop Newman. Yarger holds it. Ball tipped away. Yarger picks it back up. Feeds it down on the right baseline to Treaty. Now back inside, a shot is up and in. Yarger scores there for Bishop Newman. She's got 9 points in the ball game, 43-31. St. Cecilia leading by a dozen here in the third quarter. There's Kissinger with the ball. Takes off, tries to penetrate, throws it down in the corner to Tessa Kalupa to the free throw line. Schmidt, shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes on the near sideline. Jackson had it and had it knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Ernst comes back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Going out is going to be Tessa Kalupa. 43-31, St. Cecilia leading by 12 points. A minute to play here in the third quarter. Ernst has got the ball just inside the free throw circle. There's a pass to the near sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Waddle. Gets the ball down the floor, and it's shot is up and in by Yarger. Sophia Yarger scores on the St. Cecilia turnover. It's now 43-33. This is as close as Bishop Newman has been in a while. Libby Kissinger comes outside as Chanel Farmer holds the ball out here in three-point territory. Now to Ernst. Ernst to Abby Jackson. Jackson holds it. Comes out into three-point territory on the dribble. We're down to 30 seconds to play here in this third quarter. St. Cecilia will play for the final shot here, up by 10 points. There's Chanel Farmer. She cranks up the shot anyway. It's up there, no good. And now we got a foul and a rebound. John Kyle was playing for the final shot here. And Chanel Farmer fires it up anyway on the wing on the left side. And now a foul is going to be called on Caitlin Ernst on the rebound. That's going to be her first. So now Bishop Newman has got the ball with 20 seconds to play. They'll run up to four now. Waddle down the far sideline, picked up by Jackson. Waddle has to get rid of it. Abby all over her defensively. They get the ball away on the far sideline. Now to Carnahan. Her pass inside is going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to pound it inside to Jossie Tomhave, and the ball is knocked out of her hands there by Caitlin Ernst of St. Cecilia. So it'll be Bishop Newman inbounding the ball from underneath their own hole. Morgan Nikla comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Lexi Schmidt with 10.3 seconds to play here in the third quarter. They will play it into Yarger from the corner. Three-pointers off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down there by Carnahan. Follow shot is no good. Rebound Ernst. Falls down. And now we've got a scramble with 6/10 of a second remaining, and a jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Bishop Newman, so the Cavaliers will have another chance here with 6/10 of a second remaining. They'll play things in from underneath their own hole. Carnahan will play things in. And now into the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Tessa Kalupa. Coming out is going to be Libby Kissinger. 6/10 of a second remaining. They play it into Yarger, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. So Bishop Newman has battled back here. They trailed by 16 at halftime. It's now a 10-point ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia 43, Bishop Newman 33. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, it was Grace Waddle intercepting the ball off of the far sideline as St. Jose had the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. They got the ball down to four. Yarger is then fouled on the play there by St. Cecilia's Libby Kissinger. And now Bishop Newman has got the ball underneath their own hole here, trailing by 10 points, 43-33. Yarger has got it inside the free throw circle. They go to the right side now to Carnahan. Carnahan dumps it off in the lane. The ball's going to be tipped by Lexi Schmidt. The ball brought out of there by St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer has got it for the Hawkettes. Bounce pass inside is deflected out of bounds. So we're down to 7 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia still out on top by 10. It is 43-33. St. Cecilia will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. Chelsea Savara comes into the ball game now, replacing Carnahan. St. Cecilia will play things in with that 10-point lead. There's a Tessa Kalupa way out on top to get it to Sharice Farmer. Farmer dribbles over there on the left side, double team as Bishop Newman is in a zone defense right now. Libby Kissinger, the Farmer, down in the corner to Tessa Kalupa. The Farmer, bounce pass inside, Ernst grabs it, shoots and scores, and she's fouled. Nice pass, Caitlin Ernst gets the field goal, and now Ernst goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. The foul is going to be whistled on the Cavaliers as Ernst will go to the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the basketball game. She's a 55% foul shooter on the season. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Alyssa Stonick, I believe. Yeah, that's going to be her first. So Stonick picks up her first foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Cavaliers. And a shot from the free throw line is up and in by Ernst. So Caitlin, who had 15 points in the ball game on Tuesday, has got 6 points here in this one. It's now 46-33. Hastings St. Cecilia's belled a 13-point lead again. Here's Treaty with the ball. Sarah Treaty has got it as she takes it down the lane, goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Libby Kissinger of Hastings St. Cecilia. That's going to be your third. So three fouls now on Kissinger. And going to the free throw line now for Bishop Newman is going to be Tara Treaty. Treaty so far in the ball game has got 5 points. She's one out of two from the free throw line. Make it one out of three as she clanks that one off of the back iron. 46-33, the Hawkettes by 13, looking for a berth in the championship ball game on Saturday. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Treaty now with 6 points in the basketball game. We're down to 7 minutes to play here in the contest. Here's Libby Kissinger with the ball now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Comes out between the rings to Tessa Kalupa over the Farmer on the wing. Farmer takes it down to the baseline, dumps it off inside to Caitlin Ernst. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Ernst has got another field goal. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 14, 48-34. Down the near sideline is a Treaty with the ball. Treaty hangs on to it. Now we've got a foul called here. That's going to be an offensive foul called as a Treaty was shoving away there to get out of a jam, and she's whistled for her second personal foul. Team foul number three on the Cavaliers. So St. Cecilia will play things in with 6:37 to play in the ball game. It's 48-34. They get it to Ernst, who straddles that to the 10-second line. Hands the ball away to a Charisse Farmer. Farmer over to Chanel Farmer now. Free throw line extended left side. Cavaliers have gone back to a man-to-man defense. Here's Chanel Farmer. They get it to Lexi Schmidt, left side of the lane. Back out to Farmer on the wing. Farmer dribbles behind a screen from Chanel Farmer. Nice pass inside to Ernst, and his shot is up and in. St. Cecilia getting the dribble penetration now. Caitlin Ernst has scored the last couple of field goals, and she's got 10 points in the ballgame, 50-34. St. Cecilia leading by 16 points. Here's Waddle with the ball now for Bishop Newman. Being hacked out here. Chanel Farmer tips the ball away, picked back up by Waddle. Waddle takes it to the far sideline to a Treaty as she holds on to the ball. A pass back to the left side to Savara. Back out on the wing. A three-pointer put up there by Yarger. No good. Rebounded by Stonick. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled in the play. Stonick has been kind of quiet here since halftime. But she grabs that offensive rebound, and she'll go to the free throw line now. She is fouled in the play by Ernst. Ernst now with two fouls. Stonick has got 14 points. She has not scored so far here in the second half of play. So Stonick goes to the free throw line now with 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play. In this fourth quarter, it's 50-34. Now the officials having some conversations with the scorers table here to make sure the foul is credited to the right person here. Coming to the ball game is going to be Tom Have, and also coming in will be Carnahan for Bishop Newman. Going to the free throw line will be Stonick. They whistle that personal foul in Caitlin Ernst. That's going to be her second. So Stonick to the free throw line. This will be her first free throw of the night. Stonick's charity toss is up there. It's going to be too strong. Offensive rebound comes down to Waddle. Her shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Ernst, and she's fouled in the play. The personal is going to be whistled on Waddle of Bishop Newman. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Cavaliers. So no free throws. St. Cecilia will play things in. And now Bishop Newman applying some pressure here in backcourt. The inbounds pass is deflected back out of bounds, and catching the ball was a Chanel Farmer. And they're going to give the ball to Bishop Newman. The ball is deflected right back into Farmer's hands, and they give the ball to Bishop Newman. So the Cavaliers play it in from the right corner. Here's Yarger. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound by Waddle. Her shot's going to be no good, and we got a foul and a rebound again. And this is going to go on Newman. It's going to go on Waddle. That's going to be your second. That's going to be team foul number five now on the Cavaliers. Hastings St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. We're down to 5:38 to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading by 16, 50-34. Charisse Farmer down the left sideline, gets it into the offensive zone. Farmer gets it to Chanel Farmer. Now to Charisse, down in the corner to Caitlin Ernst. Brings it back down to Charisse Farmer. Dribble penetration, lobs it over here to Lexi Schmidt. Back down in the corner to Farmer, fakes the three, dribbles inside, bounce pass. They get it to Schmidt, back outside to Charisse Farmer. Now to Libby Kissinger. Libby, bounce pass down low. Chanel Farmer on the baseline, and she's called for the steps. Nice ball movement there by the Hawkins, but they're called for a traveling violation. Here comes Abby Jackson back into the ball game now. Chanel Farmer checks out for St. Cecilia. Treaty comes back in for Newman, and checking out will be Tom Hayes. 5:13 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading 50-34. Pressure by the Hawkettes here in backcourt. Here's a Waddle with the ball. She brings it across the 10-second line against Jackson. Bounce pass goes to Carnahan. Now down in the baseline to Stonick. Back out on top to Treaty. Comes across the top to Waddle. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense here. Here's a Carnahan dribble penetration. Jump pass out on the wing. Yarger has got it. Takes the ball down in the baseline. A little 10-footer over Schmidt. No good. Offensive rebound by Stonick, and the shot is up and in. Alyssa Stonick with her first goal of the second half. And it is now a 50-36 ball game. Here's Jackson down in the left baseline. A shot by Lexi Schmidt. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bishop Newman as they run her back the other way. Yargers, long pass down to four to Stonick. Stonick now to Treaty. Her shot no good. Rebound Treaty. Follow shot good. And now John Tile wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's now a 12-point margin again for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a break. The Hawkettes 50, Bishop Newman 38.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that blue is coming up on April 9th. High school basketball action for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We are in Lincoln at Lincoln Christian tonight. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 50-38. St. Cecilia trying to hang on down the stretch here. Hawkins threw the basketball away. Abby Jackson trying to take the ball down the left sideline. Threw it too far. Morgan Nicola could not get there. That is the 14th turnover now in St. Cecilia. And now with a 12-point lead, St. Cecilia will have to play some defense here as Bishop Newman has got the ball. Here's Yarger. Yarger works out on top against the Libby Kissinger. Gets it into the hands of Tara Treaty. Treaty picked up over there by Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. Hands the ball away. Now we got a reaching in foul called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Kissinger. Libby Kissinger picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her fourth. And now going to the free throw line for Bishop Newman is going to be Tara Treaty. Treaty has got 8 points in the ballgame. She's 2 out of 4 from the stripe. Abby Jackson checks out of the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Here comes Chanel Farmer back in there. 4:05 to play fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading by 12 points. And a shot from the line is up there. It is good. Treaty now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. They've shot just 3 other free throws. Stonick has got 1. Carnahan's got 2. Here comes the next one. It's going to be off of the iron. No good, but an offensive rebound to Yarger. She goes back. Her shot, no good, and she's fouled into play. So a big offensive rebound there by Sophia Yarger for Bishop Newman. And now she'll go to the free throw line for a couple of shots. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. That's team foul number 9 of the Hawkettes. So now Sophia Yarger goes to the free throw line for Newman. And the shot is up there. The shot's off of the mark. No good. Tell you what, Bishop Newman hit some free throws down here, and we could have a tight ball game again. Yarger will have one more. Here comes Ernst back into the ball game. Also, Sharice Farmer coming in. Lexi Schmidt's going to check out of the ball game, and also Morgan Nicola. 50-39, Bishop Newman down by 11. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Bishop Newman is as close as they have been in a while, 50-40. Cavaliers applying pressure here in backcourt. Sharice Farmer, long pass down the floor. It's going to be over the head of Libby Kissinger, out of bounds. 15 turnovers on the Hawkettes, and now the Cavaliers have a chance to cut the lead down to single digits here. 3:55 to play. Now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia has had a big, big lead here in the second half. In fact, it's been anywhere from 12 to 15 points since halftime, but now the Cavaliers have got it down to 10 points here in the final stages of the ballgame. We've got a break, 3:55 to play fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 50, Bishop Newman 40.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia has held as much as a 16-point lead in the basketball game here tonight. It's now down to 10, 50-40 with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Both teams being hurt by turnovers. Cavaliers with 19 in the ball game. St. Cecilia with 15. And now Bishop Newman has got the ball. Stonick down the far sideline, picked up by Caitlin Ernst. Comes out here to Carnahan. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense here. We're under 4 minutes to go here in this ball game. St. Cecilia up by 10 points. Here's Yarger with the ball down in the corner now to Carnahan. Looks at the three, takes the three, and misfires. But an offensive rebound to Treaty. Treaty comes out to Yarger. Yarger with the ball high above her head. Goes over on the wing to the right side to Stonick. She holds the ball against Ernst. Comes back to the left side again to Treaty. Treaty back to the right wing over there to Waddle. She dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out here to Carnahan. Down in the baseline to Treaty. To Carnahan, double team. Over on the wing on the right side. Here's a long range jumper put up and in. Yarger. A three-pointer by Sophia Yarger. She's got 15. And Bishop Newman is now trailing by 7 points at 50-43 with 3 minutes to play in the basketball game. Libby Kissinger has got the ball. Bounce pass inside. It's off of the fingertips of Ernst, but it was knocked out of her hands. Bishop Newman has cut a 16-point lead down to 7, now with 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Here comes Lexi Schmidt back into the ball game. Tessa Kalupa checks out. Hawkins have led by as much as 16 points here in the ball game. Chanel Farmer has got the ball. The Lexi Schmidt now at the free throw line. Won't take the shot. Here's a Cherise Farmer. Dribbles around. Takes it to the elbow. Now left side to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger dribbling with the ball. Bishop Newman attacking man-to-man. Libby Kissinger out near the 10-second line now. Bounce pass to the near sideline. Chanel Farmer to Libby Kissinger. St. Cecilia maybe electing to run some clock here. Far sideline is Cherise Farmer. Now to Chanel Farmer. Here's Libby Kissinger. St. Cecilia is spreading the floor with a 7-point lead. It's 50-43. Here's Libby Kissinger dribbling with the ball. Takes it outside. Now to Chanel Farmer over on the wing. Back outside. The ball's going to be tipped into the backcourt. The race is on. It's picked up by Waddle. Goes up for the shot. It's tipped out of her hands. Out of bounds. So St. Cecilia turns the ball away here. That's their 16th turnover. And it's going to be Bishop Newman inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 2:17 to play. A 7-point lead for St. Cecilia. Down in the corner, Yarger for three. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound loose in the lane. Jump ball is called. Waddle comes down with it for Bishop Newman. The arrow is pointing in favor of the Cavaliers. So Bishop Newman will keep the ball here with 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play. It is 50-43. 50-43, St. Cecilia's got the lead. As Carnahan will inbound the ball, they get it into Treaty. She mishandles the ball, and it's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger, long pass down the floor. It's going to be locked out of bounds. Libby throws it down the floor, and Cherise Farmer can't catch up with it. It goes out of bounds. So St. Cecilia turns her right back to Bishop Newman. Abby Jackson comes into the ball game now for Chanel Farmer. 2:07 to play. 50-43, St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead. There's a Carnahan with the ball. Carnahan gets it into the offensive zone. Feeds over here to Waddle. Down in the corner, Treaty for three. Shot no good. Ball being tapped around. It's loose. Picked up by Lexi Schmidt of St. Cecilia. Schmidt down the right sideline. Down to Jackson. Abby dribbles with the ball. Down to a minute and 48 seconds to play. Neither team able to hit a field goal down the stretch here. 50-43, St. Cecilia still leading by 7 points. Abby Jackson deep in the right corner. St. Cecilia will run some more clock here. Lexi Schmidt out to the top of the key. Here's Ernst at the elbow. She's open, won't take the shot, feeds it down low. That's Jackson with the ball. Now to Schmidt. We got a timeout from John Kyle. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. A minute and 28 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 50, Bishop Newman 43.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight. We're at Lincoln Christian for the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming is sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 50-43, Hastings St. Cecilia still with a 7-point lead. They've led by as much as 16 here in the ballgame. Hawkheads, following the timeout, will play things in. Sharice Farmer has got it. Farmer being tacked out here in 3-point territory. Has to get rid of it now to Caitlin Ernst. And we got a foul called. Stonick got into Caitlin Ernst. Alyssa Stonick picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Bishop Newman, so there will be no free throws here. St. Cecilia will play things in off of the near sideline. 1:19 to play. St. Cecilia looking for a berth into the championship ball game on Saturday. There's another foul in backcourt. It's going to go on Waddle. That's going to be your third. Now, that's the 7th team foul. So that's the 7th team foul. So now we're going to have a 1-1 situation here for St. Cecilia. As they will go to the free throw line, Sharice Farmer will toe the mark. Her shot is up there, and it's good. Sharice Farmer now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. However, she's just a 45% foul shooter in the season. 51-43, St. Cecilia now by 8 points. Next one is up there, it's good. So a 9-point lead for the Hawkeyes, now with 1:18 to play. There's a pass to Stonick, gets around Ernst into the offensive zone, dribbles with a ball, loses control, and a traveling violation. Made a nice move to get around to Caitlin Ernst right at the 10-second line, and then Stonick loses control of the dribble there. Stonick, a big tall girl at 6'1" and a senior, leading the break and was whistled for the traveling violation. As now turnover number 22 on Bishop Newman. Now we got a foul here on backcourt. It's going to go on Bloom. Melanie Bloom picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your third. So St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line with 1:12 left here in the fourth quarter. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game, and then we'll get you the coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Abby Jackson to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Jackson so far, 2 field goals, 4 points. 76% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Treaty. So Bishop Newman has the ball, trailing by 9 points. There's a Waddle with the ball. Now a traveling violation is called again. Waddle a little anxious to get the ball down to Stonick down on the low block left side and is whistled for the traveling violation. The 23rd turnover now on Bishop Newman. So it's going to be St. Cecilia mounting the ball in front of the Cavaliers bench. Here on the near sideline, they get it to Sharice Farmer. Now to the far side to Lexi Schmidt. Lexi brings it into the offensive zone, and she's hacked on the arm. And now Lexi goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Personal foul goes on Megan Carnahan. That's going to be your third. Aquinas Catholic tonight winning in the other semifinal ball game over Grand Island Central Catholic. Final score tonight was 42-35. The girls' championship game, 4:15 on Saturday afternoon. Stop from the free throw line by Schmidt is up and in. She is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Lexi Schmidt has got 12 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. As Schmidt will have another one, buys the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, score that one. St. Cecilia back out to an 11-point lead now, 54-43. The Hawkeyes have scored the last 4 points. Since Bishop Newman cut the lead down to 7, here's a pass. It's deflected. And it's going to be tipped into the backcourt, and it's picked up here by St. Cecilia. So another turnover on Bishop Newman. Tessa Kalupa with the ball. Now to the far sideline is Sharice Farmer. Down to 47 seconds to play. Now we got a foul called again. It's going to go on Treaty. That's going to be your third. Tara Treaty picks up the personal foul. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Tessa Kalupa. She has got 6 points in the basketball game tonight. She is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Tessa looks at the back suit. Her shot is up there. It's good. So St. Cecilia putting this one away at the free throw line. The Hawkeyes now leading by 12 points in the ball game, 55-43. Chelsea Savara comes into the ball game now for Bishop Newman, replacing Waddle. So it's 55-43, St. Cecilia with a 12-point lead. Next shot is up there, down through the hole for Tessa. 5 for 5 from the free throw line, 8 points. St. Cecilia with a 13-point lead, 56-43. There's a pass to Carnahan down the right sideline. Angles toward the basket, having problems with a dribble and a double dribble called. That's the way the night has been for Bishop Newman. Another turnover, number 25 in the ballgame. 37 seconds to play. St. Cecilia leading by 13 points. And the Hawkeyes will go after their second Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament Championship on Saturday afternoon. Here's another foul in backcourt. And going to the free throw line again will be Tessa Kalupa for Hastings St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Waddle. That's going to be your fourth personal foul. So Tessa back to the free throw line now for the Hawkeyes. 56-43. St. Cecilia leading by 13. Shot is up there by Tessa. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Bishop Newman is over the 10-foul limit now here in the second half, so this will be a two-shot opportunity for Tessa. She misses her first one. Next one is up there, and that one is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Stonick for Bishop Newman. Stonick has got the ball across the midcourt stripe here. As he drives the ball toward the hole, her shot is up there and rims off no good, and she's fouled in the play. That's the last thing that St. Cecilia wants to do. And that's allow Bishop Newman to score with the clock stopped. But it's going to be Stonick going to the free throw line. The foul is going to be whistled on Lexi Schmidt. That's going to be her third. So we're down to 23 seconds to play. Stonick at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She's now 0 of 2 from the line. Stonick has scored just 2 points here in the second half. She had 14 in the first half and only one field goal that occurred here in the fourth quarter here in the second half. Stonick will have one more. Her shot is up there. That's going to be too strong. And the rebound comes down to Schmidt of St. Cecilia. Now to Abby Jackson. Abby dribbling with the ball to Tessa Kalupa here on the near sideline. 15 seconds to go. Cherise Farmer with the ball. Farmer back into the offensive zone. Abby Jackson holds it. Abby out to Tessa Kalupa. Down to 8 seconds to play. Here's Lexi Schmidt. Lexi comes out to Cherise Farmer. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Abby Jackson has got the ball on the wing. Bounce pass out to Cherise Farmer, and that's the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia wins the contest here tonight. The final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 56. And Bishop Newman, 43. So that's the second win for the Hawkettes over the Cavaliers here this season. At Hastings St. Cecilia will play in the championship ball game of the Centennial Conference Tournament. On Saturday afternoon, they will take on Aquinas Catholic at 4:15 on Saturday for the championship here in the Centennial Conference Tournament. That's the ball game here tonight. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Bishop Newman, 56-43. Back with a recap after this.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Bishop Newman in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Final score 56-43 as the Hawkettes win tonight. St. Cecilia improves to 13 wins and 2 losses on the season. Bishop Newman will drop to 11-6. St. Cecilia got off to a slow start tonight. In fact, it took them 5 minutes to get on the scoreboard at their first field goal with 3 minutes to play in the first quarter, but Bishop Newman had only 4 points on the board at that point. Once St. Cecilia got going, they didn't stop. They got onto a 17-8 first quarter lead. The Hawkettes stretched that lead to 15 points, actually 16 points, in the second quarter at 32-16. Hawkettes led at halftime by 16 at 36-20. But then Bishop Newman chipped away. They eventually got it down to 7 points with 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, but they could not get any closer than that. And St. Cecilia wins it tonight by 13, 56-43. So the Hawkettes will play Aquinas Catholic on Saturday afternoon for the tournament championship. That ball game gets underway at 4:15. For Bishop Newman tonight, they got 16 points by Alyssa Stonick, but she had 14 of those in the first half of play. Had just one field goal after halftime. She missed two free throws as well, so Stonick ends up with 16. Sophia Yarger had 15 points, 9 points for Tara Treaty, 2 for Jossie Tomhave, and 1 for Megan Carnahan. Bishop Newman, 5 out of 11 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. And unofficially, 25 turnovers in the basketball game. St. Cecilia turned the ball over 17 times. The Hawkettes were 15 out of 22 from the foul line. They were led tonight by Lexi Schmidt, who scores 13 points in the ball game. Chanel Farmer had 11. Caitlin Ernst had 10 points. Cherise Farmer had 9. Tessa Kalupa had 8. Abby Jackson had four, and Morgan Nicola had one. So Hastings St. Cecilia wins are here tonight over Bishop Newman, the final score of 56-43. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-through, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Bishop Newman, the final score of 56-43. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Three players again in double figures for John Kyle and the Hawkettes. Lexi Schmidt, 13 points in the ball game. Chanel Farmer had 11. Caitlin Ernst had 10 points. Cerise Farmer also contributing with 9 points in the ball game tonight. All candidates for our Player of the Game will come back and announce our winner right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Lexi Schmidt. Leads the way in scoring here tonight with 13 points in the ball game. Had 5 field goals, 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Had 9 of those in the first half of play and 4 more in the second half. Lexi Schmidt with 13 points in the ball game leads the scoring for the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia wins it here tonight by a score of 56-43. So the Hawkettes move on into the championship ball game. They'll take on Aquinas Catholic on Saturday afternoon. Right back here in Lincoln with a 4:15 starting time. Lexi Schmidt, our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back in Lincoln as Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Bishop Newman, 56-43. As head coach John Kyle joins us in the post-game show. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. You get into the championship ballgame.
Yeah, and that's one thing. We looked at the bracket, and right now it sits number one, number two seeds at the end, and that's what it's kind of supposed to be. But it was not easy for any team in this conference to get there, so it's an accomplishment to get there, but we still have one more to go.
A slow start for you tonight. It took you nearly 5 minutes to get on the scoreboard, but fortunately enough, your defense, they kept you in here, and they only had 4 points on the board themselves.
Yeah, and I thought we came out a little tight and just had some nice shots, but they just didn't go down, and that's that's really how our team plays. We have stretches where we maybe go 2 or 3 minutes and things just seem to be tough, but then all of a sudden we can just crank it up and run off 10 or 12, whatever it was, that nice run to answer right back.
Tell you what, you got out to a 17-8 first quarter lead, and it was a 16-point lead by halftime at 36-20. You got to credit your defense; they did an outstanding job against.
Well, we did, but we still had a few breakdowns. Of those 16 points they had, that we still had a couple of defensive breakdowns in the full court where we gave up a layup and we shouldn't have, or they had that nice inbounds play at the end of the half to cut into our lead. But just overall, we went out there, we played hard. I thought we had some really nice offensive looks. And came out on top.
25 turnovers we had Bishop Newman for tonight, 41 the other night. So, like we said, your defense is creating a lot of offense for you.
Yeah, it does. And that's, again, what we're going to need Saturday. We're going to have to try to force a few things here and there. And Aquinas is going to be a tough team for us. They're big girls inside. They play that 1-3-1 as good as anybody. And so we're going to really have to come to play.
Alyssa Stonick ends up with 16 points in the ball game here tonight. Had just 9 the first time around between your two teams. But she had 14 in the first half, and she was pretty well non-existent in the second half. What happened there?
Well, she really tore it up the first half and did a great job. And we knew, she scored 32 the other night. We knew that she was going to look to try to score a bunch and needs to score a bunch for that team. And she did a great job. But second half, I thought we just did a better job of keeping her away from the hoop and there a few times she was in a corner with the ball out about 16 feet, and we said that's where we want to keep her, out there, because she's not going to hurt us as bad. But you credit Lexi Schmidt and Caitlin Ernst, they did a great job defending her.
Tell you what, you guys were pretty well in control most of the way here tonight. They did cut a 16-point lead down to 7 with just a handful of minutes left at 3 minutes to go. But you guys really were never in the
Jeopardy.
Losing the lead. That's the word I was looking for.
There you go. And they made us execute. And you like to see that in games of this nature, where you have to execute down at the end because you're trying to get better for postseason when you need to do that. And so I thought we did a good job here and there. We had some mistakes, but defensively I thought we really buckled down that second half.
Again, you guys will face Aquinas Catholic coming up on Saturday afternoon. Aquinas is a team that beat you guys last Saturday. Beat you in overtime 59-54. You were in that ball game, so it should be a tight one on Saturday.
Well, we think so, and they're going to come out with a lot of fire and try to win that conference championship as well as we will. But, like I said, they play that 1-3-1 zone really tough. They're big girls inside, are real talented basketball players, and so we got to come out and find ways to score. It might be in the press, but it might be in the half court where we just shoot a little bit better than the last time. And we just got to, they always say first one to 40 or first one to 45 wins, and that's probably going to be the case.
Okay, we'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks a lot for the coverage, Mike.
Yep. We'll see Hastings Saints to see you again Saturday afternoon right back here at Lincoln Christian. Again, it'll be a 4:15 tip-off time. We'll be on there with a pregame show at about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Hastings Saints to see you wins it here tonight over Bishop Newman by a score of 56-43. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
So a slow start for Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, but once the Hawkins got up and rolling, they rolled past Bishop Newman here tonight. St. Cecilia led 17-8 after the first quarter. It was 36-20 at halftime, 43-33 after three quarters. Bishop Newman cut the lead down to 7 with about 3 minutes to play in the ball game. But St. Cecilia hitting some free throws down the stretch, and the Hawkins win it here tonight, 56-43. St. Cecilia now 13-2 on the season. Bishop Newman drops to 11-6. St. Cecilia will play for the championship against Aquinas Catholic on Saturday afternoon at 4:15, a team that beat him just a week ago in David City, losing by the score of overtime in that ball game of 59-54. So the Hawkins will be looking for revenge on Saturday afternoon, trying to win their second conference championship under head coach John Kyle. So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight, 56-43. And in girls basketball, in the area tonight, it was number one ranked Sandy Creek knocking off previously undefeated Sutton tonight by a score of 50-47. And our score here again, St. Cecilia winners over Bishop Newman, 56-43. For my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Hastings Link to the local information you need and the music you want. 1230 KHAS.